So let's go through our home healthcare questionnaire. This questionnaire was designed to get people thinking. I can tell you from personal experience, when you have a family member that needs that type of care unexpectedly, it is not easy on the family physically or emotionally. So with any of our questionnaires, we always want to read the statement at the top. The following questions are asked only to help us better understand your family history and concerns that you may have in the event that you need recovery care, allowing us to make an educated recommendation. So question number one, in the event you require daily care because of an illness or an accidental fall or injury, where would you want to receive your care? At home, in an assisted living center, or a nursing home? And you want to get your client talking about why they want their care at a certain place. Number two, have you ever had to help a family member or loved one? That's a yes or no question. If it's yes, what type of care did they require and for how long each day? People don't realize how much of an impact that takes on a family. And these questions are really trying to bring that information to the surface. Number three, which would you want your spouse or children to be, a caregiver or a care manager? So the difference between the two, a caregiver is the person that's physically actively doing the care for the loved one, changing their bed sheets, lifting them in and out of the tub, changing their diaper. A care manager is the person that's in charge of overseeing all those activities. Number four, if you were to slip and fall, have a mild stroke, heart attack, or battle cancer, who would take care of you and describe how this might impact their lives? A lot of times people will say, well, if something happens to me, my kids will take care of me. And from the healthcare planning document, we know that their kids may not be in a geographical location where they can uproot their lives and come and take care of them, or financially, they just may not be able to leave their job to take care of someone full time. Number five, does your spouse or children have medical training, and are they physically able to lift you out of a tub or bed? Unless you've had training lifting a person, I can tell you from personal experience, it is very, very hard lifting a full adult that is basically dead weight. It's very strenuous, especially when you're doing it multiple times a day. Number six, who would take care of you while your loved ones took care of their children, ran errands, went to work, or did their weekly shopping? Again, all these questions were trying to get your client to think. Number seven, would having a plan in place that allowed your family member to be a care manager give you better peace of mind? And number eight, has anyone explained the new home health care plan with prescription reimbursement? And for most of the people you're going to be sitting down with, they've never heard of this benefit from GTL. So we're going to read the second paragraph. Now that I have a better understanding about your recovery care concerns, let me explain how a home health care plan will allow your loved ones to be a care manager and not a caregiver. Now, there are a lot of bells and whistles in this benefit, but for the explanation, we're going to keep it as simple as possible. So you tell the client there's three different options they can choose from. There's a bronze Peace of Mind 6, which gives you up to 6 hours of daily home care. So maybe you could break that up and have someone come 3 hours in the morning and maybe 3 hours later in the evening. The plan also comes with up to $300 a year of a drug benefit. Now, the second plan is a silver, the Silver Peace of Mind 12. That gives you up to 12 hours of daily home health care. So now that gives you a little bit more flexibility. Maybe you can have 6 hours in the morning and then 6 hours later in the evening. Or maybe you can break it up, 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours mid-afternoon, then 4 hours later in the evening to get the person ready for bed. And that comes with up to $600 of a drug reimbursement benefit. Now, the last plan is the Gold Peace of Mind 24. That gives you up to 24 hours of daily home health care. So now we're talking about someone being at your residence full time to give your family that flexibility to live out their lives and take care of their family and just oversee some of the activities that need to be taken care of. And that plan also comes with up to $600 of a drug benefit. And then you go to a simple close. Mr. Johnson, how many hours of daily home care would give you the best peace of mind?